obviously with the last kickoff of the game, how often do you guys practice that lateral?
You know, quite a bit. You know, it's obviously different in different situations because they're going to put the ball in different places. You know, I wish we would have got the throw the other way to the other side a little bit further, and you know, maybe we had a different outcome. But you know, it's a tough play, no question about it.
Do you talk in your meeting about what more special teams can do to help the offense? Better situations in the game, or
I don't. You know, I haven't been privy to those conversations. All I know is that we got to do our job every single time we go out there. That's the biggest thing. I think if everybody focuses that way, we'll be fine. That's how I approach it. I haven't talked about the offense or the defense. I just talk about our guys doing their job.
10 sacks. You hit him 10 more times. You shut him out. Where do you start with your team this week? The expectation, obviously, is go do it again.
Well, no. I think it's we got to find a way to win. You know, coming off of last week's performance defensively, you know, like I told them on Monday, we didn't do enough to win the game. You know, I don't really care what the offense does. That's what I tell our guys. You know, we got to do whatever we got to do to win. And that's the expectations in our room, and we didn't do that. So, you know, I think they better have a chip on their shoulders when they come out this week when we play on defense and execute. You know, we didn't execute last week. I don't think we had the energy and the effort that we've normally played with, and we've talked to them about that. And we've had a good week of practice, and them, you know, understand we got to execute. And if we do that, you know, some good things can happen to our team.
Effort-wise, not in the right spot, playing too like over being.
No, it was not effort. You know, they've played hard every game. It's situation we had some busts, which allowed obviously two touchdowns, and you know that's something we cannot do. So, you know, we've got it addressed and we've got it hopefully figured out. But you know, we just can't bust. If we go out and execute, we're very talented at all three levels on defense, and if we execute and focus, you know, good things are going to happen for us.
I give Blake so much credit. I mean, he has gotten us out of so many things. The plays that he's made, being able to escape the pocket and not get a sack or, you know, run with his legs and stuff. I mean, it's a credit to him. It's been awesome. And the good thing is that it, you know, it hasn't fazed him as bad as I thought it would. Cause, you know, a lot of the times people either go down or they take the hit. And even when he takes the hits, you know, I mean, he gets right back up and plays as hard as he possibly can.
What's your approach with your receivers on practice field during the week, after a week where you have some key drops like that? Is it something you say or something you do?
Get the demons out. That's what we always say. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. Those guys, they're paid to catch, you know, and so they know they dropped it. I mean, it's not like you don't want to beat them down too much because they're already beat down, and especially that group cares so much and they're trying so hard. I mean, we got two rookies in there. Marquise is going hard. I mean, we're really leaning on him. I mean, it's all those guys. So it's like you want to get upset and you want to push, but at the same time, I mean, we need them. You know, I mean, I'm rooting for them. I want to keep feeding them. And it, you know, it's going to come. It's kind of like when we talked about the same things early on in the season about Leonard. You know, it was, hey, where's that big run? Where's that big run? Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And, you know, I keep going back to it's still first-year offense. It's still a bunch of guys that are playing for the first time ever in a brand-new offense, some first time ever in the NFL. And, you know, we just got to keep gelling and keep working together, and it'll come.